This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's Barton Hahn. It's Friday, Bart Scott.
Epic Fridays.
Yes, it is. That's what you like to call it.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott.
Coming to America Fridays.
I'm looking forward to that tonight. Once I get settled in, that's definitely going to happen. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. If you want to be part of the conversation, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Friday. We're feeling good. We're going to make it a buffet. You call in. We'll just discuss stuff. We got stuff we want to discuss as well. You can get us on social media at Bart and Hahn on Twitter and Instagram. And on the gram today, Bart, you know what I did? Took a picture of this shirt that I got. You know what it says on it? It says, "I'm not happy unless I'm miserable." That is a Tom Thibodeau quote. And they put it on a shirt. It was so good. So I had to.
Yeah, you putting on a Thibodeau shirt means that they beat my Pistons, so I don't know if I really want to agree with
that.
They
just beat your Pistons, Sonny.
Listen, we just try and get Cade Cunningham, and then we're ready to go. Then
is that what this is about? Yep.
Yeah, we tank it
for Fade for Cade in Detroit?
Yep, exactly.
Fade for Cade. Could be like he could be like, I bet you Jalen really likes his game because it's sort of similar, right? The big point forward kind of body, right?
Yeah. You know, that's how we get him coming from Detroit. You know, you think about Jalen, think about Steve Smith.
Mm-hmm.
You think about Magic Johnson. That's how we roll, you know what I'm saying? Stretched out guards, you know what I'm saying? That can do it all.
Now, if only they would play for the Pistons, that'd be great.
Exactly.
But, you know, speaking of NBA, Bart, so it's NBA All-Star Weekend, but obviously not the typical All-Star Weekend because you'll only have the game on Sunday. We'll have all the coverage of NBA All-Star Sunday right here on ESPN Radio. 6:30 is when everything begins Sunday night. So you'll get the skills competition. You'll get the three-point shootout. Which is really, it's only two guys. I mean, Devin Booker and Steph Curry. That's the show I'm here to see between those two. The slam dunk contest will be at halftime of the game, which starts at 8. And in the slam dunk contest will be Obi Toppin of the Knicks. And guess what? Obi is going to join us at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
He's going to tell us what dunks he's going to do, I think. He's going to reveal it.
I tell you what, these new dunks and new... You think about Zach LaVine, you think about Aaron Gordon, like the creativity that have changed. Like, it's like, mm-hmm. I remember when Isaiah Ryder, D. Brown did the little pump it up, close his face. Mm-hmm. Like the degree of difficulty is like quadrupled since
All you need to know is that you know the Jordan dunk that everybody's the breathtaking dunk from the foul line?
Yeah.
That was like in 88, whatever year that was that he died.
87, I think.
Right. Like, when he did that dunk, it was breathtaking. He was like, he made the Dr. J Statue of Liberty dunk from the foul line look like he double pumped it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, that dunk, which was iconic, still is.
That'll get a 7. That'll get a 7. Right, I watched Brent Berry. I watched Brent Berry in his warm-up do it.
Do the like, same damn thing.
same damn dunk. I watched the
When a white guy does it in a warm-up.
Yeah. You're like, oh,
it's
MJ,
no longer
man.
A great dunk.
Like, oh, whatever, MJ.
Oh, man. Well, anyways, so the All-Star game, as you know, the format is the two highest vote-getters in each conference are the captains, and then they have the draft. And the last couple of years now, they've done the draft televised, which is what we all want to see. It's like picking sides. It's great. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But then it can lead to some uncomfortable moments. So last night, as LeBron and KD were picking teams... The first pick, now LeBron got the first pick because he won. He had the most votes. So, and let's call this, by the way, Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And LeBron went with Giannis as his first pick. Yeah, I know. He went with Giannis.
Did he just not want Giannis guarding him? Now you get those guys that don't understand that this is supposed to be an exhibition. Like, man, I do not want this dude all up in my face, all trying to grab. Full court press, trying
he's
to win,
all
win
arms
some,
and yeah, elbows.
Yeah, trying to win some type of award. Let's just put him on my side, so I ain't got to deal with his
well,
ass.
Well, maybe you're right. You had to, only the first five picks you made had to be starters, so they had to come out of the starters pool. So Giannis went first to LeBron. KD took Kyrie. Shocker.
Of course.
LeBron then took Steph Curry.
That's where it gets me at because if I'm Curry, I'm like, yo. I know this your boy, but hold up, man. I got you two rings. You're not going to pick me first? You know I'm going to shoot that. Oh, man, yeah. All right, keep going.
And then, all right, so then KD picked, and he took Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
that Nets-Sixers rivalry doesn't exist in the All-Star game. At five, LeBron took Luka Doncic.
Ooh, see, I thought he was kind of with Jokic.
So you got Steph Curry, Luka, LeBron, and Giannis already. I don't care. It could be you out there with them.
Yeah,
that's a
yeah.
squad, right?
Yeah.
So KD at six took Kawhi Leonard. We forgot about Kawhi, right?
Yeah, you forget that he...
You just totally forgot. Oh, that's right, Kawhi Leonard, right?
Kawhi,
so he's six. So LeBron rounds out his starting five, which includes himself, with Jokic.
Yeah, see, I would have did something like maybe a big man squad because Joel can shoot the three. So if I was KD,
well,
I
would have took Jokic. Embiid
yeah, I would have took Jokic with me on the same squad. So LeBron would just got bodied up.
Yeah. So then KD took Bradley Beal as his other starter. Now KD is not playing because he's got the hamstring issue. So right. They need a replacement. So then Jason Tatum was moved into the starters pool because he had the next amount of votes. So then he was added, and KD took Tatum. So so it's basically, here's your five: LeBron, Giannis, Steph, Luka, Jokic, versus Kyrie, Embiid, Kawhi, Beal, and Tatum. Who you taking?
Whew. See, this is different, me, because I think that the unknown is, can Bradley Beal kind of outshine Luka?
Are you even hesitating here? LeBron's squad is easily in a 7-game series, they win, maybe in a sweep.
I don't know, man, because I always am enamored.
Dude,
I'm always enamored with Kawhi on LeBron because Kawhi, you know what I'm saying, his defense.
Giannis on KD.
Okay. KD's not playing, so like we can't.
That's a good point. You're right, KD's not playing, so you take KD out of the equation. So then fine, Giannis on Kawhi. Like you can do that. Tatum. Beal and Luka.
Listen, who's going to check Joel Embiid?
Steph and Kyrie.
Like, who's going to check Joel Embiid? That's always the X factor.
Jokic.
Nah, Jokic don't want that smoke. One, he ain't quick enough to keep up with him defensively. Joel is a much – we ain't seen nothing like Joel right now. Where he's
all right, let me quickly finish this because I want to get to really what is the punchline anyway. I think we got off track. You and I thought you'd agree with me, which is making this – I think you and I are going to have a chat on Sunday before the game. Put a little thumb down. All right, so then let's go with now the subs. So LeBron at 10 took James Harden, which caught me by – and as I'm looking at it, I thought KD took Harden.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking at the rundown, and it's looking like KD, he is on that side, him and LaVine.
Well,
James Harden is on team Durant.
You are right. Oh, you know what? They flipped it. Isn't it amazing? They flipped it, and I wrote it backwards. My bad. So as I'm looking at what the NBA sent out, it flipped. So I'm an idiot. Let's reverse. So then Durant at 10. So that's what happened after the starters. Now Durant goes first. So Durant took Harden.
Yep.
LeBron took Dame. Durant took Booker. LeBron took Simmons. Durant took Zion. Took 14 picks for Zion to get into the game. LeBron took his guy, Chris Paul. KD took Zach LaVine. LeBron took Jaylen Brown. KD took Julius Randle. So now you have the Nets-Knicks thing. LeBron took Paul George. Durant took Vucevic. LeBron took Sabonis. Is anyone missing? Yeah. Durant then took Donovan Mitchell at 22. Donovan Mitchell became like Dan Marino.
Yo, he's Mr. Irrelevant?
No, not yet. LeBron, with the final pick, took Rudy Gobert, Mr. Irrelevant. And it's like the best team in the league has two All-Stars, and they were taken dead last. And it's like LeBron. So this is on TNT. LeBron, why did you guys hold out on the Jazz players to the very end? And LeBron's answer is pretty much what we were all thinking. Take a listen.
I just want to say something because there's no slander. There's no slander to the Utah Jazz, but you guys got to understand, just like in video games growing up, we never played with Utah. Even as great as Karl Malone and John Stockton were, we would have never picked those guys in video games. Never.
LeBron, this is a video game.
Hold on.
We got to leave it right there.
I got to say one thing. LeBron says, I really need some size. And he got 7'5 Rudy Gobert.
Right.
And he goes with 6'2 Sabonis. Are you kidding me? I need some size. Rudy Gobert is 7'5. He takes a 6'2 guy.
Nobody plays video games.
I just knew he was going to go back.
But wait a minute. What's even better is the two injury replacements, Sabonis and Devin Booker, went ahead of both of these guys. Now, speaking of video games, if you can see on Plus, I'm holding up the Sega Genesis.
My
buddy Ben sent it to me. I mean, when we were playing on the Sega Genesis, even us old heads and even the kids today, did you ever, like when you played NBA Jam, were you like, I'm taking Stockton and Malone?
Never.
Never. Like, never. That's reality. Is that
2K?
Do you think that's an unnecessary shot at the Jazz? Was it sort of passive aggressive? Like they're getting way too much shine. And both KD on the Nets and LeBron Lakers are like, let's not give these guys any respect. Or is this just a reality check of?
It's just a
blind
really market.
Take them seriously.
It's a blind market, man. It's a blind market. And it's just like you look at the other ones. You know what I mean, you look at what they bring. It's like Donovan Mitchell. I'm surprised that he didn't go because he's a flashy player. Yeah. And I feel like LeBron probably feel like, hey, I got my size with Jokic. You know, because he's really just it's like getting Rudy Gobert is like getting Dwight Howard in the All-Star game. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna get much. You know, some lobs, some oops, no shooting,
nobody
no
wants
J
defense.
Yeah, it's just straight defense. Like, bro, the dude you checking is out there at the 3-point line, so your defense don't mean nothing. Like, man, I'm trying to win, son. And listen, I don't know, man. I still like Team Durant because it's about who's gonna try and be a hero, right? I feel like, you know, you think about Dame. Dame might just be coming up, jacking up. You know, as soon as you get past the logo, seeing if he can hoist one up and put one in. Where, you know, LaVine is going to be playing hungry, right? Because he's just excited. You always got that player that when you start playing, or watch Julius Randle. It's always that guy that feels like he don't really belong, or he's the new guy, so he's got to overcompensate because he's not secure in who he is as a person or a basketball player. So he's going to start. He out there like – it's just like Rocky IV, man. This is supposed to be an exhibition.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you're playing your head off, just going hard. And everybody's like, yo,
like, what? Like,
what
bro,
are you
slow
doing?
Down. Somebody
you're
talk to the new
too
guy.
Serious.
Hey, Julie.
But here's the thing about All-Star games, though, is that usually you have to be a guy with the ball in your hand. Otherwise, you have no chance.
Yeah.
Either everybody wants you to win MVP, so they're going to do whatever it takes to feed you, or you got to be a guard. Like Dame Lillard, because he's got the ball in his hand, like you said, he could easily become an MVP guy. Right? Like, so I don't think Julius has a shot. You know who I think could win it in a weird way? Embiid.
Zion?
Okay. No, Embiid.
Yeah, because he'd come down. He'll bring it up and push it himself.
And you never know. They might actually say, let's get him the ball. Let's give him the ball. Let's, like, give him the shot. Like, you never know how it's going to go with this. And, you know, Luka could have, like,
Can I pull up a prop bet?
Pull it. Let's go.
Prop bet. What's the over-under that Ben Simmons attempts more than one three-pointer?
I'm going to say he does. I'm going to take the – if you want to put the over-under, one on Ben Simmons, I'll take the over. I bet it – you want to know, make or attempt?
Attempt. I think he's going to be too afraid to, like, you know, like
– No, I think it's a joke. I think they'll make him take him. I think he'll take two. What do you think? Go ahead. Over-under on the one.
I'm thinking under.
Ben Simmons – attempting threes.
He know he can't shoot, so he's either going to the basket or he's trying to set people up and facilitate the entire time. He don't want – like, nobody wants to be embarrassed in front of it because once that you miss badly, you know they're going to tease you, so it means you have to take another one. So it's just like when you look at Giannis early in the game, he shoots an air ball or an air ball free throw, and everybody's looking like, what the
guess
hell?
Yeah,
like, yo, like, you a professional? You can't even hit the rim, B?
Nothing. No. You can't even hit the rim, B? Like, that's awesome. Some breaking news out of the NBA. It's not shocking, but it is something that will bring your way. I think I did talk about this before. Woj saying that the Pistons are going to buy out Blake Griffin, and that was something that was, I think, expected. They had him away from the team. He sat out the last 10 games with the Pistons because they were just trying to figure out where to go from here. $36 million this year he's owed, $39 next year. And he just is not the same player. So he gets to sign wherever he wants once they work out this buyout.
And what's the compensation like? Because this is what I don't understand. When they buy him out, he's going to get his $36 million. Like the team that
signs him. He might negotiate with them to, you know, like for a lower.
Okay.
He could, to get his freedom, say, you know, you don't have to give me all of it.
Yeah. Okay. So then the next team that picks him up is going to pick up the, you know no, if he wants 36.
Clear waivers.
Right.
Clears waivers,
what I'm saying,
and then you just sign him for the veterans minimum.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can, because he's already getting paid by another team, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
So you just, he doesn't need you to, like, give him a ton of money. He'll take the veterans minimum to go wherever he wants. It doesn't matter what your cap situation is.
So tell me this. Blake's going to be somebody coming off the bench for somebody helping him out.
Lakers. I'm saying Lakers.
You saying Lakers?
I'm saying Lakers.
I mean, the nice weather, all that stuff. And you know,
well, he's an L.A. guy. He wants to be back in L.A. I think there's a lot of that makes sense. He misses being there from his time with the Clippers. Once he was traded, it was shocking. He does a lot of stuff in Hollywood. I think to me, with AD's injury, wouldn't that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Off the bench, even when AD comes back, he can't play a ton of minutes anymore, but he's still a decent player.
I mean, he just plays that old man game. Like, I see him with the knee brace backing up. I'm like, man, he doesn't look. And he's tried to become a three-point shooter, but that's just not in his DNA, man.
Yeah. All right, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. So another piece of news today that we'll start off with here, as we just talked about, the NBA All-Star Weekend, which we'll continue with. Obi Toppin's going to join us. He's going to be in the slam dunk contest at halftime, and he's going to join us at 1 o'clock. That was Straight Talk Breakfast, Straight Talk Wireless. But also, Todd McShay's mock draft came out, Bart, today. And as we know, these, you know, seem to change. But one thing that just doesn't change, there's two things, I guess, that doesn't change. Number one, Trevor Lawrence going number one. That's old news. Number two, it just feels like it's incredible to me. He, too, continues to push the idea that Zach Wilson will be the next quarterback taken in this draft. In his mock, he has, where the Jets are at number two, he has Zach Wilson. But he said, logic here stands from my last mock draft. I expect Wilson to be the number two overall pick, whether or not it's the Jets making it. So he's saying it's not suggesting that they will move on from Sam, but it's basically that whatever happens with this pick, whether it's the Jets or whoever they trade the pick to, Zach Wilson is the guy. It kind of surprises me, but here's McShay, I believe it's on KJZ, talking about why there's so much intrigue around Zach Wilson.
You got to realize, if you bring in Zach Wilson, you're paying him a fraction of what you're going to have to pay Sam Darnold down the road in that second contract. So that's what they have to figure out. And they also need to figure out what's the trade value? What can they get to move Darnold, or what can they get to move out of number two if they stick with Sam? So it's going to be interesting to see. It, to me, it's one of the most fascinating picks we've seen in a long time.
It seems like that's where everybody is right now, is where, you know, a little over a month away from the draft. Zach Wilson, whether it's the Jets or anyone else, that's where he's going.
It's just,
like, are you pretty much convinced at this point, and no matter what we think and all the stuff that we've read, that they're convinced that this is the guy that's the second best quarterback available in this draft?
I'm not. And we'll see if they get a deal for Darnold, because then, of course, you know, if they get a deal for Darnold before, when free agency happens or something like that, that's going to give us an indication, okay, that they're starting over and they're going to get a a guy like Zach Wilson. Because if you trade Darnold, it's going to be at least a second, or, you know, maybe a late first or something like that. So, I'm concerned with the Jets, because I feel like they should try and fleece somebody for this deal. You know, in the same mock draft, he goes to Carolina, moving up to three to get a quarterback. So I'm calling, if I'm the Jets, I'm calling Carolina, like, how seriously do you want to move up, and how much do you want? Because you got plenty of salary cap space, you got a young core, and you moving up is going to ensure that you're going to be able to address the issues that you have via free agency. Because you don't need those draft picks. You guys got great receivers, Robbie Anderson, McCaffrey. You got a good left tackle. You went in a draft, went all defensive line. Yo, if you want to move up, give me two for future number ones. You can jump up eight spots, because the compensation to move to two, and you can ensure you get whoever you want. You know, who's to say the quarterback? We all assume that Zach Wilson is the likely pick at two. But who knows? So we've seen people move up and get Mitchell Trubisky when we thought they were moving up to get Mahomes or Watson. Mm-hmm. So, hey, if I'm the Jets, I'm trying to fleece somebody. And the sucker that I'm looking for is the Carolina Panthers, because they have to have the biggest jump to move up.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because Carolina does move up in McShay's draft. They do move up to get a quarterback in that draft, but who they trade with and how that affects the rest of the draft. That's what makes it interesting. So we'll continue with that. We'll discuss that and tell you what will happen, at least what McShay is saying in his mock. We'll do that. We'll get some calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on the NBA All-Star teams that'll put together and what LeBron said about the Jazz in Salt Lake City. Yeah, I know. It sounded like disrespect, but deep down, did you ever pick the Jazz when you played a video game? You kind of understand where he's coming from. But it does feel like some shade thrown at a Jazz team that feels like they never get any respect for the record they have in the first half of the season. Guess what? You don't. That's just where it is. Wait till you hear what Jalen Ramsey, by the way, said about Deshaun Watson. They share an agent. And what Jalen said in respect to a similar circumstance that he was in that you've talked about, Bart, is very interesting. And if you're the Texans, you should definitely be paying attention. So we'll discuss that. We got calls to make. We got lots to do. We'll be topping at 1 o'clock. It's a Friday. That means the BS translator's back as well. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's
fly. I wanted you to sing. That's why I laid out.
Busta.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart
Scott.
Why can't
I just be riding my friend's car, man? Like, do I have to drive my fancy car? I'm not a scrub. I decided not to drive. I want to roll my boy. Like, the audacity.
But you can't be hanging out the passenger side.
That don't mean my whip ain't for, don't mean I ain't got no fly whip at the crib. That means
well,
I'm driving
trying
my
to
boy.
Why are you trying to holler at her while you're on your passenger side of your best friend's ride?
Because I'm
don't
qualified.
Don't try to holler at her.
I don't want you to holler at me because you know what kind of car I drive. I want you to holler at me because I'm fly.
Well, then you better be fly and not be a scrub.
You don't know. I could drive a Pinto or I could drive a Ferrari.
She's
talking to the dude in the passenger seat. You know what I'm saying? This is in the passenger seat. How about my boy got a fly ride too?
But she's talking to guys like me.
You ain't no
That's
scrub.
What that is.
You was potential.
Maybe. Or I was just Michael Knight in kit. I was in my Knight Rider.
As of, in honor of coming to America, see, I'm on fries. And then I'm on lettuce. And then comes the big bucks.
Sort of like that line, but
yeah.
No worries about
at
that.
At a roundup, yeah.
You heard that little the intro there, all breaking down the Deshaun Watson situation. Just quickly on this, and I'll give you a top 10 on McShay. I want to grab a call, too, as well. It's 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, by the way, to get part of this conversation. So on the Huddle and Flow podcast, how about Jalen Ramsey saying this about Deshaun Watson? Now, remember, they share the same agent. He was asked if he thinks what the situation is with how serious it is with Deshaun Watson, how serious he is about not playing for the Texans. He said, extremely serious. At the end of the day, Deshaun's a great man, a servant leader. Even now, when people are trying to crucify him and talk bad on his name, he's still out there doing things for the community in Houston. So he's a great man. He's a professional. He's going to do things that are positive in the community and probably still help his teammates out. But I highly doubt he'll ever suit up in a Texans uniform again. He's very serious. I will say he's very serious. This is his legacy here. I mean, he should be serious. So Jalen Ramsey's is saying this guy's not playing for the Texans. And I think we're all like waiting for this. This is that stare down now of, are you really going to do this? Because it's going to cost him, I think, about, what, 20 mil if he doesn't play?
Yeah, and I mean, we say that because we watched Jalen Ramsey fight his way out, but Jalen Ramsey hadn't got paid yet.
And he explained that it was a little different on his side. It wasn't exactly the same thing. But still, when you hear from Ramsey, they have the same agent, so you know everybody's talking. That's just something to keep an eye on, and we certainly will do that. It's Bart and Han. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com. So, as we were just mentioning, the Todd McShay mock, and I told you that he believes Zach Wilson will go at two, whether it's the Jets or if they trade it. So you mentioned Carolina as a team that you would keep an eye on a few of the Jets.
Yeah.
Well, McShay has Carolina jumping to three, trading with the Dolphins. And, of course, they also go quarterback because that's what they're looking for. And they go Justin Fields at three. That's what he has them doing. At four is the Falcons. They also go quarterback.
Yeah.
This one's Trey Lance, North Dakota State.
Yep.
And there's a lot of buzz about Lance. I know everybody's talking about Wilson, but there's a ton of buzz about Lance, too.
Right. You think about Trey Lance, he gets to sit behind Matt Ryan for 1 year because they can't trade him because the cap number's too high. Or they can try and trade Matt Ryan back with Kyle Shanahan. But you also get concerned, okay, well, what happens at three if they decide to take to a quarterback? Then what does that mean for Teddy Bridgewater, who they just gave a contract, 3 years, $60 million? Do that potentially mean that maybe Teddy Bridgewater can go to New England? He can go to one of these other places. I know he has an injury history, but he's been healthy the last 2 years.
And he's good.
And he's only 27 years old.
He's still only 27. Like he's been in the league forever. Just to keep running this down, the Bengals go with Penei Sewell, who we all agree is the way to go. Yes. Kyle Pitts, the tight end, going to the Eagles at six. Everybody loves Pitts. Yeah. And that would be also set up what you talked about, which is Zach Ertz being on the move. Your Detroit Lions, they take Jamar Chase, the wide receiver at LSU,
that's very smart because then that allows them to let – well, see, the thing is, that's a bad part about the draft, right? I mean, the draft being after free agency because you've already made a decision on Kenny Galladay. So if you had already got Jamar Chase in the draft, you could say, all right, bye, Kenny. We'll franchise tag you or we'll sign you.
If they don't get Chase, they'll get one of them, Devontae Smith. They'll get one of them. So I think that's what they're looking for, and that kind of is that signal that they are ready to move on. And they got to give Jared Goff somebody to throw the ball to. Eight, which is now that trade. So Miami moves back to eight when the trade with Carolina. He's got them taking Devontae Smith. You give Tua Tagovailoa another a familiar face, too, actually, in Devontae Smith. Then there's another trade for another quarterback, this one at nine. Denver trades with the Niners, and we've heard this one before, but we didn't hear this name. Going to the Niners, McShay has your favorite quarterback in the draft. You want me to say it, or do you want to say it?
Matt Jones.
Yes, another Alabama player. Five
I thought the Patriots
in the first
so key
nine.
Up.
That's crazy.
That's
five.
So just imagine if you're the Jets, you move down, you get two first-round draft picks out of that, still get your guy eight.
If
Sam Darnold's the guy. So now you got three first-round draft picks for next year.
Yeah. Cowboys take Surtain. Everybody believes that that's what they're doing, the corner from Alabama. Another Alabama player goes. And the Giants would go wide receiver Jalen Waddle, who could be real special in the NFL. There's no doubt about that.
Could be the best guy outside of Chase, could be the best guy out there. People would talk about Smith, but he was better before he got hurt. Let's see what they decide to do.
It's it's interesting too because didn't the Giants just move on from Golden Tate? So
exactly.
you still have Sterling Shepard, right?
Ingram.
You've got
Ingram.
Not Ingram. The other wide receiver.
Well, you got
terrific
Slayton.
For them.
You got Slayton. He's a deep threat, and now you put Waddle in there, who also returns kicks as well.
And then you're getting Saquon Barkley back healthy.
Mm-hmm.
The offensive line got better.
And Solder said he wants to play, so he's not leaving.
Right. And the offensive line got better last year. And then you have Danny Dimes, and that offense could be really really interesting on the Giants side.
Now you got to sign Leonard back. Williams.
Well, they'll work on that. No doubt about it. Barton Hahn brought to you by Goodyear, celebrating March deal days with month-long service and savings. Visit GoodyearAutoservice.com for offers. Again, the number, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart, you want to go to the calls?
Let's go to the calls.
Let's take Roland in Michigan. Roland.
Oh.
Yeah, I got to say, Bart, you sound crazy pondering over the Team LeBron and Team Durant. No Durant, and, how are you going to guard Curry from long range, LeBron at the midi, and
what do you mean LeBron?
Giannis at the basket.
LeBron don't even want to be there. And remember, Giannis echoed what he said. I don't want to be there either. So now you got people over there on the other side that actually are happy and ecstatic to be there, like Julius Randle that's going to play like it's a playoff game, Zach LaVine that's going to play like it's a playoff game, and then you know, you got the people on the other side that's going to be doing load management. LeBron said he didn't want to be there. He didn't even understand management. Why they playing the game. So he's not going to try and play. He already took.
Nobody wants to be there.
Right, but
once they get there, though, see Roland, don't let him do this to you.
You heard LeBron. What did Yanni say?
Don't let him bully you, Roland.
Come on, man. 586-248-313. Stop it, man.
Blowout.
You know how it is. It's
blowout
with Joel Embiid. You said what Joel Embiid did to LeBron last time. Hit him with the dream shake. Release rotation. Splash.
That'll be also interesting, Gobert and Embiid.
Right, that's my point. Mm. He going to see red. He going to be trying to yam on him, push him through. They might get in a fight. Like, we ain't supposed to fight on the All-Star
game. All-Star. Yes, let's do it.
He out there like Charlie Hustle, man, playing like it's a damn Super Bowl.
I want it. Jason's in the Bronx. Jason.
Jason. Man, that Metro piece.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
There we go.
What's up?
I'm hanging in there. Just a quick thing. I want to talk about Justin Fields. Now, I'm a Jets fan, and the Zach Wilson thing, to me, is getting a little bit out of hand because Justin Fields was number two all year behind Trevor Lawrence. Mm-hmm. He had two bad games. One of the games, they said his pinky was acting up. He smoked Clemson once they started to huddle up. They smoked Clemson. Nobody talks about that. Justin Fields is 6'3", 225. Zach Wilson played against inferior competition. He has the injury history. He's probably like 6 foot, soaking wet, 200 pounds. They got, when they played Carolina Coastal, they lost, and he had a pedestrian game. Like, I don't get these analysts. I know they get paid for a living. They do what they got to do. But Justin Fields, to me, looks a lot more like Dak Prescott than Zach Wilson looks like Patrick Mahomes.
Or Justin Fields, is he Troy Smith, who I played with? Like, you name me one Ohio State quarterback that was good in the league, then that would be the first one I ever heard of. Same with Alabama as well. I don't trust quarterback from Alabama or Ohio State. And I know eventually somebody's going to buck the trend, but I'm not staking my future because I just picked third, and now I'm going to pick second. And, you know what I'm saying? And not get a good player? No, I'm going to stay with Sam Darnold, and I'm going to get as many assets as I can get because I can use those potentially for a trade for Wilson if I got 3 first-round draft picks and a future one. I'm getting 2 twos for Carolina to move up that high. So, listen, I want everybody believing that the Jets are going to take Zach Wilson. So then you look at a guy like Joe Douglas, he can fleece a team that does something stupid like they did for RG3, like the Bills did for Sammy Watkins. I want one of those type of deals, and I'll still get my guy.
I'll tell you what, the one thing you have to keep in mind is guys like McShay, you know, Mel Kiper, we talked to Matt Miller also, they talk to executives and scouts. This is not them just sitting in a room making it up on their own.
And you know what scouts do?
They talk to people about this. And yes, you're right. Some
they
of the
lead
stuff
them where
is,
they want to lead them. They lead them where they want to lead them because they know they're right. Mouthpieces.
Yeah, well, that's usually how this works, and you create the conversation.
And where does Joe
understand.
Douglas come from? He comes from Ozzie Newsome's school of deception, trickery, foolery, always moving back.
Tomfoolery. That's what it's all about. Coming up, speaking of which, so the Washington football team, they release Alex Smith. They also make another very interesting move that Bart and I need to tell you about. When you hear this one, we're going to need your reaction to it.
Yeah, disrespect.
Because I'm not sure how to react to it. And I know Bart always knows how to react to things. We'll discuss. We have Obi Toppin, by the way, coming up at 1 o'clock, talking some NBA.
Obi-Wan Kenobi's talking to Han Solo. Man, zing. Get the lightsabers out, baby.
ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Han.
Let me find out. The Stones.
Let me find out that Emily just got versatility like this, man. We're gonna have to start making people buy our playlist.
Emily.
Yeah, you can learn a lot about somebody by knowing about what
just
their music selections are.
We need an Emily playlist on Spotify, like on the daily, right?
Yeah. And we'll charge $3.99, and we'll give her 99 cents. We'll split to $2. See, right down the middle.
Why does she get 99, and you and each get a dollar?
Man, what's
She's
a penny,
doing
man?
The work.
What's a penny?
It's a penny.
We're doing the promotions. We'll talk about it off the show.
We have to discuss this. It's Bart and Han. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Bart and Han Show up here on the Goodyear Hotline. Guests coming up: Obi Toppin from the Knicks, rookie player of the year last year in college basketball, and in the slam dunk contest.
Is that
this
why
weekend.
You got Yoda back there? He better represent. He better
Yoda's
represent.
Been there. Yoda's been there. He's got his Taft hockey hat on ready for this weekend's games against Loomis. We're fired up. Meanwhile, a tweet from Steve Zook. At Bart and Han, Ken Stabler and Joe Namath were pretty good Alabama quarterbacks in the NFL. Tom Tupa was the best Ohio State quarterback in the NFL, and he was
a punter. Exactly, man.
I thought you'd like that.
Like, come on, man. Kenny Stabler, like, they won in this century.
I thought you'd like that. Here's something you might not like. From the Washington football team, Alex Smith, the 2020 NFL Comeback Player of the Year, who helped the Washington football team win the NFC, record or no record, NFC East, they won the division, that's all that matters, has been released.
As expected.
By the team.
As expected. Comeback Player of the Year.
That doesn't surprise you.
It doesn't. As expected. They were surprised. They were just as surprised that Alex Smith was able to come back from that gruesome. Just today, they had already moved on by drafting Haskins in the first round. So they had already moved on. So I don't think Alex should be surprised. And Riverboat Ryan brought in Kyle Allen, and that was his guy. Now they have to find somebody that's a cheap option because they have a great defense. Now they have to get some weapons. To do that, you need some of Alex Smith's money to get a team that's going to be young around and be able to play at a high level for a long time. You need a cheap option.
I was going to ask you, with that defense being so good, wouldn't you want a game, and I hate to use the phrase, but it's kind of a game manager, and I know it's Alex Smith, and that's what he is. He's turning 37, we understand.
Yeah.
But the point is like, I almost wouldn't want to go too high risk, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to do that. But anyway, there's another headline out of Washington.
Kyle Allen's their guy. Kyle Allen's their cheap guy.
That's a good point. And the other kid that they just signed. But
for one game. Yeah.
But there's a few seconds here. You know what else is going on with Washington?
Yeah.
Is they've discontinued the cheerleading program after more than 50 years.
Well, listen.
They're going to replace it with a co-ed dance squad. Co-ed, Bart. Is this what we need?
Listen, man, the co-ed, I don't know. This is something new. I need to see it first because this is un-American, man. I need cheerleaders. Unless this is like a college atmosphere where they got the guys that's and the guys that's at the bottom of the pyramid and throwing the girls up and making sure they land safely. I don't want no smoke for no dudes, man. I want to see and let me tell you something. I still have posters of the Washington Redskins. Oh, sorry, the Washington football team cheerleaders. It was a classic squad, man. One of the best in all.
It's
going to
change, that's for sure. Obi Toppin coming up next. Talk some NBA. Slam Dunk. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.